Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Psalm chapter 80, verse 4 says this, "How long, O Lord, God of hosts, will you be angry with your people's prayers?" The psalmist pleads with God on behalf of a broken people, and his words are raw. Not only are the people suffering, but it feels like even their prayers are being rejected. He writes later, "You have fed them with the bread of tears." Grief is not just a side note, it's their diet. And yet, this lament is not hopeless. In Scripture, grief is often the first step toward restoration. Before revival comes lament. Before new life comes a season of mourning. What is powerful in this psalm is the communal nature of that lament. It's not I, but it's we. This is a people learning to cry out together. Do you grieve over the state of the church in America? Over spiritual apathy, doctrinal compromise, or moral drift? We will never cry out for restoration until we first recognize what has been lost. And we cannot grieve what we do not see. And so this psalm teaches us to be honest about our condition and to bring that sorrow boldly before the Lord. Here are three ways that you can pray this very psalm. Lord, teach me to grieve over what you grieve. Give us tears for our sin and compassion for our brothers and sisters. Let our sorrow drive us not to despair, but to deeper dependence upon you. Here are two people that you can pray for today. Pablo Munoz and his family are national change makers in Chile. And also the Maasai Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Kenya and Tanzania. And don't forget, spiritual renewal begins with honest grief. Grief over sin, over compromise, and over the loss of God's presence among His people.